friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Tina Hines went to heaven during a heart attack. Now she's sharing her story of meeting Jesus. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Tina Hines of Arizona is letting everyone know that heaven is real. How can she be so sure? Because she's been there. In 2018, Tina Hines suffered a heart attack at her home in Arizona. Her terrified husband, Brian Hines, immediately called 911 to report his wife wasn't breathing. I've never seen anybody with their eyes rolled back and literally starting to turn purple, he recalled. Brian and the neighbor, Jeff Logus, both tried performing CPR, but to no avail. In my mind, I knew she was dead. There was nothing, Jeff said. Even after paramedics arrived and made efforts at resuscitation, Tina remained unresponsive and without a pulse. An ambulance raced Tina Hines of Arizona to the hospital, and her husband cried out to God. It was a prayer of desperation. I said, God, take everything from my life if you'll give me back Tina, Brian recalled. Brian wasn't alone in the hospital waiting room. Friends and family gathered with him to pray as they waited for an update on Tina's condition. And God was already sending signs of hope. As Tammy, the sister of Tina Hines, rushed to the hospital from Los Angeles to Arizona, a sudden feeling of peace came over her. She told Dave, her husband, Tina was going to be okay, and moments later, Brian sent a text saying, Tina is alive. Though unresponsive for more than 20 minutes, doctors finally got Tina's heart pumping again. But as they placed her into a medically induced coma, doctors cautioned Brian that the outlook from his wife remained grim. Most people don't survive after 5 to 10 minutes of being without oxygen to the brain, one doctor said. But as her vitals returned to normal and Tina proved she couldn't breathe on her own, doctors removed her ventilator. As she awoke, Dave held a notebook so she could use a pen to write a message. And on the page, she scribbled, It's real. At first, Brian didn't understand what his wife meant. But when their daughter asked if she was talking about heaven, Tina Hines of Arizona vigorously nodded her head up and down. As soon as someone said Jesus, a peace came across her, Dave noted. In that moment, Brian knew Tina was going to be okay. Even though doctors warned she wouldn't be able to talk right away, Tina Hines of Arizona proved them wrong again. Released just 4 days after her heart attack without any brain impairment, she was ready to tell everyone about her near-death experience. I just wanted to share that I saw Jesus face to face, an emotional Tina explained. When Tina's heart stopped, it was terrifying for her loved ones. But for Tina, it led to an amazing encounter with her Lord and Savior she won't ever forget. The unbelievable rest and peacefulness of what I was experiencing was Jesus standing there with his arms open wide, she recalled. Tina returned to this world proclaiming the unshakable truth of God's word, and she shares her story to encourage others to believe too. God is real in my life. Jesus is real. Heaven is real, she says. I know God can use every situation to make us who we are in Christ. Tina Hines' testimony is a powerful reminder that you can always trust in God's promises. Doorbell camera captures UPS driver's touching message for a new mom. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. A doorbell camera recorded a sweet message for a new mom left by UPS delivery driver Dolan Harrell, and the man's kind words came just when Jessica Kitchell needed them most. In Georgia, Dallin Harrell was delivering a package to a home on his route. Earlier, he had noticed an "It's a Boy" sign outside of the house, and he wanted to leave the family with a simple but heartfelt message on their doorbell camera. "I hope all is going well with your newborn," he said. "I had a child around the same time you guys did, and I just hope everything is going good. God bless. Happy holidays." And it was that sweet message for new mom Jessica Kitchell that gave her the encouragement she needed. Jessica was recovering from a C-section after giving birth to her son Chancey, and she was feeling a little down. But Dallin's message for the new mom was able to lift up her spirits. "So I just happened to play back the message and saw what he had said and was completely blown away. I felt like in that moment was exactly when I needed encouragement," Jessica shared. "I just wanted to truly ensure that she was okay," said Dallin. Jessica ended up posting Dallin's message on social media because she was determined to find out who he was. "Within 24 hours, the video started getting a ton of shares," said Jessica. And just a few days later, both of the parents got to meet in person. "So we finally get to physically see Dallin and thank him in person for what his words and encouragement meant to me just was everything," Jessica said. And Jessica's family had a surprise for Dallin as well, a care package for his new son. She also posted his baby registry to her social media. And after Dallin's thoughtful message for a new mom went viral, strangers have been blessing the kind UPS driver with baby items for his son. "Dallin's message reminded me that kindness is free," said Jessica. "It makes me emotional, just having a son myself and knowing how I want to raise him. Dallin's mom did an incredible job teaching him to just love people." You never know how much your kind words and actions will touch someone else's heart. God bless these two parents as they continue to show love to those around them.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.